Proclamation number 8207, dated the July 6th, 1962. Incarnated beings of light. The working of the spirit. Channeled communications. Even the incarnated beings of light on earth in the lost days are only working according to my will as soon as they live their earthly life in heartfelt contact with me and thus offer no resistance to me. That is, that they consciously submit to my will, which also necessitates their voluntarily established bond with me. Hence no being of light having embodied itself on earth as a human being for the purpose of a mission was forced into this mission by me, but it has to be prompted by love to dedicate itself to me. Then the human being will also truly accomplish his mission in keeping with my will. And you humans can believe it, that they then will also work for your benefit, but always as a human being without knowing his origin. For such knowledge would neither be a blessing for the being of light, the human being, nor for the people it wants to help. They are certainly in close contact with me and fulfill their earthly task with dedication and joy. But I don't use the people working on my behalf on earth as involuntary shells having to bear witness of me, but such a human being, the embodied being of light, will completely voluntarily let my spirit work in him, and he will proclaim the truth, since his spiritual spark unites itself with the Eternal Father Spirit, and thus he will speak according to my instructions, i.e., he will inform people of the spiritual knowledge which he is constantly receiving from me. But don't let yourselves be misled by false prophets. For my adversary will also present himself as a representative of Christ, in order to lead people astray, especially in the end time. However, he will hide himself behind a mask and not shy away from using divine words either, which he knows and then tries to interpret in his spirit. Don't let false Christs and prophets deceive you. For my adversary conceals himself under a cover in order to gain access to people who follow me and genuinely strive towards me, and he is frequently very successful. And he often uses my name because people's own will allows for it, which accepts everything as truth which gullible people with mediumistic tendencies claim they allegedly have received from me. Make a distinction between the working of the spirit in the human being and channeled communications, in which a person's own will is excluded and my adversary is offered the opportunity to work, which he is truly using well. However, anyone who has already kindled the light of realization within himself will also see through his disgraceful activity and not allow himself to be bothered. For I will impart the truth to anyone who wants to know it, and I will also give him the power of judgment to recognize that the word I convey to earth is originating from me, and he will not believe my adversary no matter how cleverly he proceeds to deceive people. For the human being's thinking will be guided correctly and he will receive enlightenment just as soon as he seriously desires to know the truth. Amen.